But when you believe that the anointing, that's what happened. That's, you notice that the Pharisees didn't receive anything from Jesus. You know what they said to him when he did the works of God? You got a devil. Didn't they say? Come on now. Didn't they say? How many of them you read in the Bible got healed? Because they didn't believe it. And when you put your mouth on the anointing, you just lock yourself out. See, it's not Jimmy Jones. When you start disrespecting what God said over you, for him to speak to you through a vessel that you disrespect and disobey and will not yield to, you just lock yourself out. You ticking along. Can I talk to you, man? You ticking along, you're looking pretty good. Yeah, I noticed y'all drove, when y'all drove in, y'all saw all that clutter out there on the side of the road, right? That tree was looking good and green one time. Lightning hit it. Several years ago, looking fine. After a while, it started to crumble. Yesterday morning, it fell. Knocked our power line a little. They had to come out and fix it. This is what happens to people when they disrespect what God has set up and they start looking at a human being instead of seeing the anointing that's going to flow through a human being to get to them what God has for them.
All right.
And you looking good, sounding good, but you get to run your mouth doing stuff you got no business. Saying stuff you don't even know what you're talking about. I'm take you back. You got to say this clever, because he'll let one little thing happen to get your sight off the word so you don't see what you're saying. You think you know what you're saying, but you, when you talk against this word without having revelation, you're messing yourself up. And you'll be like that tree next thing you know. You have to push you to the side because you're done with it. But I'm going to tell you what. God been working on Jimmy because, see, I am not able to minister with the anointing and with preciseness in my area of ministry if I got stuff in my life. So the Holy Ghost have to clean me up, teach me up, raise me up, because I can't lead you somewhere I can't go. Come on. You ever see anybody lead a herd of cattle somewhere they can't go?
All right.
They're not able to go. So that call for me, I got to give myself to prayer. I got to give myself to the word. I got to give myself to fasting. I got to give myself to waiting on the Lord. I got to do it. If I'm going to go where the Spirit of God wants me, I got to, if I don't hear what he's saying and I don't know what he's saying, how is he going to teach me what he knows?
All right,
y'all in the house.
Amen.
So, here's what God wants you to understand. And this is what we're driving. You born again. See, when the Spirit of God, when you got born again, the Spirit of God is in you in the new book. It's in you. That's anointing in you. There's anointing in you in the new book. It's in you. That anointing is in you. When the Spirit of God comes upon you to, or you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, there's an empowerment of the anointing that come on you. And let me get back to what his Satan's strategy. I hadn't forgotten. And this is why you I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me, but I can do it for myself, and we bring it all together. This is why you individually make that decision. I don't care what, who, and when, and where, and I don't care who said it. I'm going to walk in love. I'm not going to cop no attitude. I'm not going to see how disrespectful I can be. I'm not going to see how contrary I can be. I'm not going to see how thrown back I can be and all this kind of stuff. Whatever I'm asked to do, if I'm serving somewhere, I'm going to give it my best. I don't get up here trying to see how easy I can get out of it. I give you my best. I yield as much as I know how to the anointing, because I want you to have what God. If I get up here and mess over you, I'm accountable to God. I'm not up here trying to put on a show. I'm not up here trying to build a reputation for myself. He already made one. I just want to be a part of what he's doing. I'm honored to just say a word for him. Anybody in the house? So, let's see where we are. Sometimes we're going to get this clock. We're gonna get rid of time. But anyway, here we go. When you realize that you have an individual anointing on you, every one of us, there's an anointing on you. There is an anointing on me to pray. There is an anointing to sing. There is an anointing to dance. There is an anointing to shout. There is an anointing to give. There is an anointing to praise. There is an anointing that will create a force of the power of the risen Savior, the living God, that would destroy every yoke of that devil. What did Isaiah say? His yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And when we as people come together and we are focused over here and over there, and this is the goal God want to bring, a congregation of people. He wants the entire body, but pastors and preachers don't obey God. They're trying to preach for this and that instead of preaching and doing what the Holy Ghost said. I'm going to show you. I'm just going to show you because I'm about to close. We're about to do something. I'm going to show you. Been back there in my office. I went back there. I had some notes already typed up. I still got them on this pad. And this to tell you the truth. And he told me, when I looked at him, I knew I wasn't going to use them. He said, "Don't you trust me?" He said, "I want to." And everything I preached to this morning, I just preached it and he told me. And he ain't done. He's not done yet. Here's where he want me to take you and tell you if you're believing. And see, I'm going to let, see, there's people will believe me. There's some say, duh.